You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about advice they received. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about it. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
I'm thinking about going to live in Canada. I've looked at loads of websites, but I really need to talk to someone who can tell me how easy it would be to get a job there and how much it would cost to live. So my friend Zoe suggested I talked to a couple of Canadian friends of hers. They said things like, you really should go skiing in Whistler, and you could go hiking in Cape Breton, which is all great because I would love to do those things. But they weren't so good at the practical stuff I needed to know, as they'd always lived with their families in Canada.
Speaker 2.
I went to stay with my uncle last week in Ireland. He also had an old school friend staying, and I started chatting to him one evening about a business studies course I've just signed up to do. He said, you shouldn't do that course, you know. It's much better to get a job and learn that way. And then he started suggesting different kinds of jobs I could go for. I started to wonder if I'd made the right decision, but I've thought about it for ages and I know the course is what I should do.
Speaker 3.
My friend and I were staying in a hostel and one day we hired bikes and went out cycling. We had a map and we'd marked a couple of routes we'd decided to follow, which would take us along some quiet roads to the beach. We mentioned where we were going to the hostel manager, and he said, you'd better not cycle along those roads as they can get busy. Why don't you take these tracks across the fields instead? He showed us on the map, so that's what we did. And we got hopelessly lost and never actually found the beach. The roads would have been so much easier.
Speaker 4.
My friend Alan asked me to share his apartment with him. It's in a new block near the seafront, and I thought it was a great idea. When I told my mum I'd paid the deposit and the first month's rent, she said, you shouldn't have done that. There's hardly any public transport. You'd better ask for your money back. I had to move in as I'd handed the money over, but she was right, of course. It takes me more than an hour to get to work and back because the bus is so slow. I'm getting used to it, though, and I don't want to move.
Speaker 5.
I went on a sailing course last week. We were given advice like you must wear your life jacket at all times and all the usual stuff, but it was also suggested that we shouldn't take any valuables in the boat, like phones, wallets, etc. The thing was, I really wanted to use my phone to take photos, so I put it in my pocket. I forgot all about it as we were so busy, but on the way back I decided to get it out to take a photo, and it wasn't there. It must have slipped out. I hadn't even used it, so I could have left it behind.